And a big announcement has just been made that the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has announced that a general election will be held on the 8th of June. And here to put some meat on those particular bones is our political editor, Ken Reid. Morning, Ken.
Good morning, Ivan.
So this, a lot of people will say this came out of the blue.
Yeah, it did. Everybody was surprised. I mean, I think it's caught most people on the hop. And you have to admire the government in terms of media management in this. We were just after 10 o'clock, there was an announcement that there would be a press conference, an important press conference in Downing Street at 11:15, where the Prime Minister would make a statement. Now, the speculation really, I think much of the speculation was about an election. I think that's on the back of opinion polls in the past couple of weeks, which show the gap between the Conservatives and Labour really is reaching record proportions. But, you know, up to this, Theresa May had said that she ruled out an election. She thought that it wasn't needed. But obviously the pressure from her own ranks has added up and she's called an election. I have to say it was one of those moments when she walked out into Downing Street and she said straight away there would be a general election on the 8th of June.
Not mincing her words. We knew it was going to be a biggie when it was on the steps, didn't we, really?
Well, we did. The fact that there was no Downing Street logo on the stand was an indication it was going to be a party political announcement. I think that it has huge implications, particularly for Northern Ireland, Ivan. For this reason, we are in the middle of delicate, stormont negotiations. The parties are now going to have to fight an election campaign, and you know election campaigns are never easy. People take hard positions. So I think that really, you can never tell in these things. You have to say that it would make the chances of an agreement at Stormont much more difficult.
Yes, and you don't think there's any chance then of a second Assembly election?
Well, under the legislation, that could take place. But I think there's a reluctance on the part of the government to do that at the moment because they fear, for this reason, that it would polarise the community even more. But, of course, that's going to happen now with the Westminster election. Having said that, the parties are due to start negotiating again next Monday, the 24th of April, but it's not going to be easy. At some stage, the Secretary of State could call another Assembly election. I still have my doubts about that. I think what's more likely is a sort of, not direct rule from Westminster, but vital legislation being pushed through, probably starting with the rates bill this week. I don't think there'll be any rush to put in Westminster ministers into Northern Ireland. But having said that, after what's happened this morning, how do you predict things?
Well, quite. I mean, looking at the broader picture, and not just from a Northern Ireland perspective, if you're chairman of the Conservative Party and you're looking at the situation, you're looking at the polls, and you're looking at Jeremy Corbyn and how things are going for him, you'd have to think, you know, maybe this is the time for us to bite the bullet.
Well, I think that is the case. I mean, I think that really the core of this is Brexit. The core of most things, I reckon that the core of our current political difficulties in Northern Ireland has started with Brexit. And really, Theresa May is going into 2 years of intensive negotiations. And she can now say, well, if she wins the election, you know, I have the full support of the British people. I think it's probably also aimed at the Scottish Nationalist Party in Scotland. You know, there are problems there. She's looking for a mandate to support her position. And, you know, if you look at the opinion polls, I think that she's quite likely to get that.
Yes, it would seem she is, and it'll also, I suppose, stop the Scots Knots saying that she was never elected in the first place and she's an appointee and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, actually, that's a very valid point. It's something that I've noticed Nicola Sturgeon has been making quite a lot of in recent weeks. And the fact then she'll be coming back with the mandate of the British people. She also knows that the Labour Party's in disarray. You know, I know quite a few people within the Labour Party who would say that they've never seen anything like this. And there's going to be quite a scramble in the Labour Party for nominations. There'll be a lot of very worried MPs this morning because they will not have seen this coming. And I suppose that even here in Northern Ireland, the real thinking caps will have to go and say with the unionist parties, is there going to be an electoral pact again in terms of an agreement in Fermanagh, South Tyrone, South Belfast, North Belfast, other areas? And for Robin Swan, who was elected Ulster Unionist leader just over a week ago, my goodness, what a baptism of fire. He's going to have to take some pretty big decisions here because probably Mike Nesbitt's main achievement was he managed to put the Ulster Unionists back into the House of Commons with Tom Elliott and Danny Kinahan. But, you know, nothing can be taken as a certainty neither as we go into another election.
Yeah, shifting sands, Ken.
Yeah, it just shows you. I mean, can you imagine even 2 years ago predicting what has happened really across the world? And this is just the latest earthquake, as it were, to hit politics. I mean, it's just the most extraordinary period.
It is, but if you are a conservative and you're living in England, you probably think this is a great day.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that. I mean, if you look at the opinion polls, there's an indication that the Conservatives, and this is probably the key factor, have a very narrow majority at the moment, something which the DUP have been making hay with. But, of course, if the Tories come back with a much increased majority, which the opinion polls would suggest is likely, then that's another thing that affects Northern Ireland, because would the DUP be as important to the government if the margin that the government enjoyed was increased considerably?
Absolutely so. And it also would, I suppose, be a blow to the Scots Knots with their quest for another referendum and so on.
Yeah, although I suppose they could argue, I think the 54, 55 MPs at the moment, if they return all them, then I think that problem's still going to sit there.
Yes, and they probably will return them, Ken, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, although recently there has been some signs that perhaps they're under a bit of pressure, but you would think the odds are that they're going to do very well again in the general election.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's June the 8th, which I presume is a Thursday. So
yeah. I mean, after all, I mean, it's only 3 months. I mean, we should have an election every 3 months. The way it's going, it's just incredible.
Well, the way it's going, we are having one every 3 months or less, Ken.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.